Love and Lifeboating. In the wake of my father's progressive dementia, amid his daily efforts to stay afloat, I bound myself to his unmooring, made common cause with his vulnerability. I witnessed the breakdown of navigational systems. I saw night become day. I witnessed seasons flip. December became March. June became October. He took to wearing a heavy woolen scarf in summer, white tennis shoes in the dead of winter. My father, bellwethered, climate change. Sundown is when language falters. Cared for in our home on weekends, my father quietened at nightfall. My sons learned the gift of affiliating with his non-speaking presence. There were hours of Blue Planet 2 to watch on Netflix. This natural history of the oceans, narrated by David Attenborough, could hold my father's attention in a way narrative film could not. Together we watched the mesmerizing sway of underwater kelp forests and seagrass. We lost ourselves in the hypnotic drama of orca in the fjords of northern Norway, herding shoals of herring into tighter and tighter balls to trap the prey near the water surface. We felt the passive, narcotic calm of a flickering television. Our eyes were riveted to a maze of coral, to Dumbo octopus and Humboldt squid pulsing in the darkness. These other worlds, the distant diversity of the ocean's benthic depths, becalmed us. There were no experts in our television room, no marine biologists or oceanographers. We were all on equal, mystified footing, encountering unknown creatures we had never before contemplated, plunging ourselves into the scale of a planet that made the scale of the personal feel, well, tiny. The ocean is an enchanted and impossible world. We learned it contains 90% of the planet's biomass. In the final episode of Blue Planet 2, we were confronted with an awful scenario. The ocean's enchanted and impossible world becoming a warmed up, bleached, acidified, plastic poison grave. The lesson of oceans is that the tiny affects the vast. There is no far off distant. We are all inside the scale, whether we choose to see it or not. Together, my sons and I were learning to see with greater clarity the deep lives that rumble below the radar, to hear the grounding music of the non-speaking world. What surprised is that even in the midst of urgency and emergency, there could be calm. There could be flat days when the water smoothed every disturbance into a glassy plain. There could be stormless days when the water became a serene mirror. My father was sick. He was well. Just like the planet. He was dying. He was living. We existed without a solid shore in the great sea of the moment. Attritional, incremental, set somewhere between two points. No clear plot or path. Chronic illness, like climate change, I came to see, toppled the idea of getting to the other side.